Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. We welcome your sweet presence, and we thank you, Father. Thank you for this day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Father, we pray, dear God, that you, God, do what you want to do on this prayer call this morning. Speak, dear God, through the devotion leader. Pray, dear God, through our prayer leader, we pray. Hear through each one of us, dear God, that our hearts will be moved with compassion as we pray, that our minds will be stayed on you, Jesus, that everything within us will worship you with everything that we have, so that you are glorified with everything that we do on this call. Have your way, Father. Work it in us, that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Be thou glorified as we cry out, holy, holy, holy is our Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are our God, and we give you glory. We bless you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Good morning again. We say good morning to each one of you who have joined the prayer call. We are ready and ready for God to move. So let me introduce you to our team that's lined up. My name is Sister Charlene Tuckerson. I'm your facilitator this morning. Our prayer call controller is Sister Kima Joseph. We thank our prayer call controllers. They're the ones that get up way before we do to access the call to ensure that everything is working properly before we even access the line. And so we just want to acknowledge them and to say, God bless you. Our leaders at New Destiny Church are Bishop C. Carl Smith and Pastor Adrian Smith. We say good morning to you, and we bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our devotion leader this morning is Sister Janice Allen. Good morning, Sister Janice. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, my Sister Charlene. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good, sis. I am good. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Any prayer requests that have been submitted and praise reports, they will be offered up by Sister Yvette Atienza. Good morning, Sister Yvette. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Sister Charlene, Sister Janice, Sister Kima, and to everyone on the line joining us. Blessings to all of you. I'm doing great by our God's abounding grace. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, without further ado, let's move forward. Sister Janice, we're ready for you.
To God be the glory, and good morning to all who are on the line. This morning's devotion is the covenant-keeping God. God is holy. God is holy. Revelations 4 and 8. It says, the four living creatures, each having six wings, were filled of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. When we look at the word holy, it is exalted or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect in goodness and righteousness. Our God is divine. He is holy. I'd like to read Revelations again, 4:8, and this time go through verse 11. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are filled of eyes all around and within, underneath their wings. And day and night they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the ruler of all, who was and who is to come, the unchanging, eternal God. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanksgiving to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him and who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and they throw down their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you created all things, and because of your will they exist and were created and brought into being. Now, our Creator God, who created all things for his pleasure and by his hand and will, is holy. When the scripture describes these heavenly beings full of eyes, I see that the eyes created inside and outside gives them the ability to see what we cannot in the natural we cannot, but in the spirit we do see our God as he reveals himself. And that's what I see these beings. They are seeing a revelation of who God is. And in their cry, holy, 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 is describing who God is. It excites me to know this, and I am so in awe. And you may be also in awe of how God created us for himself, and that these beings, they cry day and night. They don't stop saying. They don't stop crying out. They don't cease to give God glory and to exclaim his deity. He is holy, and he is our Creator God. And we, as his children, we need to be reminded that he is holy. So there's not just anything that we do and just, you know, throw ourselves in God and throw ourselves at God as if we could do that. But this holy God deserves our true hearts, our worship of him. And this is something else that I see in these beings that have eyes and wings all around them and in them, that they see the revelation of who he is. We as his children, his creation, should see the beauty of living a life in him, not without him, but in him, to be as he is, as much as we can be in this life, according to his will and his purpose and his plan. Our lives should reflect who he is in the earth. We are created beings just like these beings who cry day and night, holy, holy, holy. Our lives should cry in the earth, holy, holy, holy. This should be our life of worship before the Father, that we are living holy, that we are presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is just what we should do. It's our reasonable service. It's nothing that we should expect kudos for. This is because we are His creation. He did this for Himself. He created us for Himself. He is holy. And when we acknowledge that He is, our acknowledgement should come from the life that we live before Him. It should come from the character of Christ living in us, because we could never do this in ourselves. We did not call ourselves to God. He drew us to Him. No man could come to the Father except He draws. So it's Him who desires us. And then in turn, we learn to desire Him as our true and living God, our Creator God. It is God's divine will and purpose that we live to worship Him, just as the six-winged, four living creatures full of eyes who cried day and night, "Holy, holy, holy." 1 Peter 1:15-16 says, "But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, set apart, for I am holy.'" And there is a childhood preacher of my husband and I that would often read this passage, and he would say it this way: "For I am holy, holy am I, for holy ye be. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy am I, for holy ye be." And he went on to exclaim, this should be our lives, that we should be holy going and coming, holy at all times. And again, we cannot do this of ourselves. It takes the Holy Spirit in us to be holy. Psalms 22:3 says, "But you are holy, O you who are enthroned in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered." This is describing who our God is. Isaiah 57:15, "For this is what the High and Majestic One says, the One who fills the eternal realm with glory, whose name is holy. I dwell in high and holy places, but also with the bruised and lowly in spirit, those who are humbled and quick to repent. I dwell with them to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of those who are broken over their sin." And this is what is acceptable to our Father God, that we are that one, that we are humbled and lowly in spirit, because He loves dwelling, He loves reviving, He loves giving to us forgiveness. He is love. And so that love responds in wanting to be who He is to His creation. Isaiah 43:15 says, "I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King." And we could go on and on with the holiness of our Father God throughout the Word of God, who describes and proclaims Him as the One who is and was and is to come. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that our lives reflect the image of You. We pray that our hearts are one in You as Christ Jesus and You are one. You created us for Yourself, and let us be pleasing to You, and let us see You. Let us have a revelation of who You really are. Let us be pleasing to You, Father, and cause us to rise up as one great exceeding army of Your holiness. We look to You, and we cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the One who is and is and is to come. The whole earth is full of Your glory, and we are your earthen vessels, fill us with your glory, your light. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Be exalted in us. Live forever and always in us, Holy Father. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, our friend, and soon and coming King, we pray. Amen. Sister Charlene.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Sister Janet. What an excellent word this morning. For I am holy. Holy am I, for holy ye be. That's good. Sister Yvette, we're ready for you. Saints, let's stand together in agreement as she prays by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Sister Charlene. Yes, excellent word, Sister Janice. Amen. We're crying out, holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, let us live to worship you, Lord God, for you created us to dwell in you, to be holy at all times. So this morning we are praying for the Church of the Living and Holy God. And also let's pray for Israel this morning. So let's come to God in prayer. Father, we, Holy God, we come to you this morning corporately as your body of believers bought and redeemed by the blood of Jesus, glorifying your name as there is no one like you. None can compare to you, mighty and holy God. None can save and deliver like you, O God. None can love each one of us the way you do. We were bought with a high price, and we are called to glorify you, O God, with our bodies. So this day we offer our lives as a living sacrifice to you. We thank you, Lord, that we can boldly come before your throne in your presence where we belong, where we find everything we could ever need, O God. We thank you for your tender mercies that are new each morning. Thank you for your grace that gives us strength to overcome. And Lord God, we ask that you forgive us for any unrighteousness in our thoughts and in our ways. Thank you for giving us freedom and help us not to indulge in sin, but use that freedom to serve you wholeheartedly, O God. Cause us not to take advantage of your grace as it wasn't ever meant to be a free pass, but for us to rise up and overcome in Jesus' name. Lord God, we ask that you remove weariness, Lord God, this distress and anxieties your church has experienced over the last several years, and heal and restore us again. We are a force to be reckoned with, and we know the devil knows it, O God. That's why the warfare against us and our family has been so intense. The enemy wants us to focus on our hurt and failures and try to keep us in bondage to stop us from fulfilling our God-given purpose. But Lord God, we are rising up in Jesus' powerful name. We declare the devil's purpose to kill, steal, and destroy, to keep us in fear, bound, and defeated will not prevail in our lives. We decree it is null and void of power. In the name of Jesus, Proverbs 24:16, for the righteous falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Father, stir up a hunger and thirst for righteousness in your church again. Lord, awaken the church and propel us to our destination in you. We need an awakening now. It's time for the church to wake up and come up higher in you, for the hour is now, O God. The times keep growing darker, and biblical prophecies unfolding before our very eyes. We need an awakening, O God. It seems that we are surrounded by darkness at every turn, but it is in the darkness that you will call your people to arise and Shine, O God, according to your word in Isaiah 60, 1 to 3. It's in times of darkness that you will let your glory shine ever brighter, and that, Lord God, you will do it through us. So, Lord, awaken us to see and become a part of this new work that you are doing, Lord God. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:14-17. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Romans 13:11-12. So Lord God, cause your church, Lord God, that we will fight a good fight of faith. Again, Lord God, cause us to be bold and fearless as blood-bought followers of Jesus Christ, the Lion from the tribe of Judah. We are your righteousness, O God. We are your sons and daughters, and we can be bold as lions also. You have given us a voice, and we will roar, according to Proverbs 28, verse 1. We hear your call to arise and shine, so we must work the works of you that you sent us, Lord, that sent us while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So, Lord God, give us a praying spirit and make us a house of prayer. Apart from you, we can do nothing. We know that darkness will come, but we know that a praying church is a powerful church. We know that prayer is the breeding ground for miracles. We pray a greater move of your Holy Spirit in us individually and corporately, Lord God, as your church and in every aspect of our lives, O God. Cause us, your church, to excel in wisdom and discernment in every gift you have blessed us with, that your name may be known in all the earth, in Jesus' name. Lord God, help us to reach out the lost, O God, those who are hurting, those who are hungry, those who are addicted, Lord God, our families, our cities, Lord God, we all need you, Jesus. Forgive us when we have made light of the opportunities to lead people to Christ. Help us to make the most of every opportunity you give us. We know the harvest is ripe, the fields are white. And Lord God, we pray for all pastors and leaders to work together for one purpose, that we will see, Lord God, souls, Lord God, saved, bodies healed, lives changed, and cities transformed by the power of Holy Spirit. We pray for divine alignment and open doors. We pray for a greater move of unity, O God. We pray that unity would prevail over strife and competition in the name of Jesus. For this is all about you and your kingdom, and not about us, O God. So, Lord, your church, Lord God, desperately needs you. We ask for your great and supernatural move and visitation in this time of need, O God. Lord God, we ask that you come with your resurrection power and wake up the church from her slumber. Let your churches awaken, Lord God. No more grave clothes, no more bondage, only freedom. Make a way where it seems impassable, Lord God, and let the dry bones live again. We're contending for your resurrection power in our lives, in our family, in our cities, in our churches, and in our nation, Lord God. Father, you are the God of revival and awakening. Do it again, Lord God, in the mighty name of Yeshua, Lord God. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And Lord God, we pray for Israel now, for we know there's internal and external threats that surround her. Lord, you have commanded us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to the scripture. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would reveal yourself to your people as their coming Messiah. We pray for trials and tribulations to remove the veil over the eyes of God's chosen people so that they will receive Jesus as their Messiah and the whole earth will know that he is God. We pray for their ears to hear and their eyes to see in Jesus' name. Lord God, as anti-Semitism increases worldwide, we pray that it will be a goad to awaken the Jewish people, Lord God, the apple of your eye, to return home for the regathering of God's people of Israel from the land where they were scattered for your name's sake, O God. We pray blessing as they return and settle. Let our nation continue to extend help and support to Israel. For we know, Lord God, in Genesis 12:3, we will be blessed because we bless them, Lord God. We come against the veil of deception to be removed from governmental leaders who desire any peace plan pressuring Israel to divide the land. We pray against pressure to trade land for false peace before the Prince of Peace reigns from Jerusalem. We pray for Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu and leaders to have wisdom in dealing with threats. We pray for leaders, Lord God, that they would look to the only true protection, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We pray for physical protection for the nation of Israel, its land, and settlers along Gaza. We pray for the nation's defenses to hold against attack. We pray for all of Israel leaders to know the time and what Israel needs to do. Give them discernment, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for that Issachar anointing working in them. May the government seek God and obey your voice, O God, so you can truly bless them. And so, Lord God, we thank you for hearing our prayers, our petitions, and declarations of faith. We thank you that every promise in your word is yes and amen. And in Jesus' name, we have agreed. Amen. Amen and amen. Sister Charlene.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Yvette. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Father, that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avails much. We want to quickly swing back to Sister Janice. Sister Janice, do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, just real quickly, and thank you, my Sister Yvette, for that powerful prayer. I'd like to just kind of share this with you all. My husband often talks about how his mother got on them, his siblings, to remind them that God was no play toy. And she instilled within them that if you're going to come in to knowing God and living for him, then do that. But if you're going to come in and mess up and live any kind of raggedy life, don't do that. Don't play with God. That's what she would tell them. Don't play with God. It's better for you to stay out there than to come in and be hypocritical. And that, to me, is her way of making reverence to God and giving them an identity of who God is in their young life so that they have a standard of not playing with God, but acknowledging him as holy. And I was so encouraged by that. I don't know that I see a lot of that happening anymore, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening. I just wanted to share that with you to illustrate that our God is holy, and we're held accountable to what we know is right and what we know to do, because we're going to have to give an account before our holy God. Thank you, and have a great day, everyone. Thank you. Sister Charlene?
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Janice. Okay, guys, remember that corporate prayer will be held at the Pittsburgh campus this Saturday morning at 7 a.m. So, Saints, let's keep up the momentum. Let's come out on Saturday morning to join physically at the Pittsburgh campus. Remember, you can live stream as well if you need to. On behalf of Bishop Smith, Pastor Adrian, Sister Janice, Sister Yvette, Sister Kima, myself, and our entire New Destiny family, thank you. Please invite others to join in on our prayer call Wednesday and Thursday mornings at 5 a.m. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for the power of your anointing, your sweet spirit. And we declare, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Father, I pray that you bless each of your intercessors. I pray for your church. Father, teach us to be holy as you are holy. I declare by the power of your word, Father, I am holy. Holy am I, for holy ye be. In Jesus' name. Now unto you, God, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto you be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all for joining the call this morning. Sister Kima, please continue the worship.